Welcome to another wonderful podcast. So, I wanted to talk about service organizations and where they're at and maybe why they're failing. Right now, organizations like Kiwanis Club and Rotary and Lions Club, which I was a member of at one point in time, Kiwanis, they are having a steady decline. My wife is part of Navy Wives, and they have a steady decline as well, too. Now, most of the members that are in these organizations are older members. And typically what happens is you have older members, and they should be the senior statesmen or stateswomen of the organization. And as you get new people in, they learn the ways and the history, and things change because there is a younger generation, and we have internet, and we have other things that have advanced, you know, since the organization was started back in the 20s or 30s or 50s or whatever. And most of these service organizations were started back after like World War I or World War II, and they were organizations where people got together and they had a purpose, and they had something that they did. Like my wife with the Navy Wives, they helped service members' wives and spouses when they were on deployments or when they had issues. One of our good friends, his mother just passed away at like 100 years old, and she was a Navy wife. Well, she lost her husband. Well, when she lost her husband, the Navy Wives came out, and they're like, hey, we're going to help you. And so they were there to take care of her while that was going on. And that's kind of way the organization worked. And when she was able to help somebody else, then great, you know, help somebody else. I have a situation where I've wanted to be part of an organization for a while, and I joined the Lions Club, and it was very old members, which I have no problem with whatsoever. And we go to a meeting, and the meeting was just dull and mundane and boring, and there was no substance to it. And it was just kind of talking about the old things and what they used to do, and there was nothing put out saying, hey, let's do this. Let's have a different kind of thing that we're going to do to help promote our the organization, or even to go out and get new members to come and join. And so finally, I kind of left that because to me it was like my time is very valuable, and when you get younger and younger, the time is one of those things. People want to volunteer. If you look at a lot of the products that are out there, a lot of people won't have a purpose, and they will purchase items that have a purpose. And they tell you in the branding, put the purpose on the message. And if you say, hey, we're going to feed young children in Africa as part of a donation of you buy this. If you have two items on the shelf and people aren't, you know, saying, hey, I got to get the cheapest, they will buy something that has a purpose. And that's sometimes what they tell people is make that your marketing. So time is very valuable. They want to have a purpose. And for the younger generation, they say, listen, you don't need to have all of these long, boring, mundane meetings with all these rituals and everything else like that. You just need to say, hey, we're going to be at the beach on this date at this time, and we're going to pick up trash for about 2 hours. There's going to be free food and bagels or whatever at the end of it. And you end up having a lot of people show up to that. So there's people that want to go out and they want to help and they want to volunteer, but they just don't want the struggles of having to come, you know, once a month or once a week. So that's kind of where the organizations are at. But one of the other things is I left the Lions Club and I haven't joined an organization. And I don't drink, I don't smoke. I have a beer every once in a while, but that's it. So one of the organizations that I didn't really look at was the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Now, I am retired Navy, And this is not a diss on their organization. So don't think that the whole organization is this way, because I'm pretty sure it's not. But this particular one, where I live in the town, I went in and I'm like, yeah, maybe, you know, because I want a service organization. I spent 20 years in the Navy. I love the military members. There's a bond that we have, no matter if you were in the Air Force or the Coast Guard or the Marines or the Army, Merchant Marines, any of those organizations, you have a bond. And we give each other crap all the time. I see an Air Force guy and I'm like, ah, blah, blah, and he gives me crap back. But I guarantee you that when it comes to taking care of somebody or the business, we're standing there shoulder to shoulder, and we will work 100% to whatever that end is. And that's just the camaraderie we have. So I've looked for some sort of service organizations. And so I was like, well, let me go take a look at the VFW. So I called up the VFW, the local one to where I'm at, and I talked to the president, and I'm like, listen, I don't want to sit around at the bar and drink and smoke, and that's just not me. I work 13-hour days, Monday through Friday. I have a wife. I have two kids. I try and take my Saturdays and Sundays. I'm also a youth leader at the church, so there's half of my Sunday. So I have very limited time, and I don't mind helping and volunteering and things like that, but I want to be part of an organization that has a purpose. So he's like, well, we take and we sponsor one of the air wings out on base, and then we take and we celebrate, you know, the Air Force birthday and the Navy birthday and Marine Corps birthday and the Army and all these different organizations, you know, their birthdays. And, you know, that's kind of what we do. And he listed a few other things. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That'll work. So I went down to the organization, stopped in there, and talked to one lady that does all the finance and everything. I was like, hey, I was thinking about joining. What do I need? And she's like, well, here's a form. Make sure to put her name on there, because I know there's probably a recruiting thing that goes with it. And she goes, here, just fill this out. We have a meeting once a month on this date, this time. She's like, and then it'll cost you, you know, $40 or whatever. And she goes, I just need to see your DD-214 saying that you were in a foreign war. I'm like, here you go. And so I filled it out, got a check, put it all together, dropped it off. Didn't hear anything. So I called basically a week later, and she goes, oh, yeah. The meeting doesn't happen for another week, and then we'll take and vote you in. I've never seen anybody not get voted in. And then I heard, yeah, there was two people that I didn't want to have, you know, because of this and this and that, but, and they got voted in. Well, there's a strong sense that, yeah, anybody that's walking and breathing and can give you a check, yeah, we'll just go ahead and take your money. So that was kind of a, yeah, that's a really good glamoring view that, okay. And maybe, I don't know, do I need to meet these members? So they went and they had the vote. And the next day, I received an email. And the email basically said, hey, you have been approved. I am processing your check and sending it to the corporate offices in Missouri or Kansas, wherever it is. And you should be receiving something in the mail. Great. And then it basically said, yeah, feel free to come by the location anytime that you want. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I called her and I'm like, okay, so when's the best time to come, I guess? Because this is what it says. First of all, we thank you for your service. I processed your membership application today. Your membership card will be sent to you from the VFW National Headquarters, which is in Kansas City, Missouri. You should see your card in 14 to 21 days. We look forward to seeing you at the post. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions. I'm like, okay. So that literally is the email that I received. And so I called her. I'm like, so what do I do from here? Oh, just come to the post. Okay, I guess I can do that. And she's like, yeah, we have a meeting the second Wednesday or whatever of the month, and you're more welcome to come. Okay. So that was about all I got. I'm just still confused. I'm like, well, what do we do, and what's the best day to come and visit the post, and what do I do when I go there? Do you guys have a lunch or dinner, or what do you have? So they have a Facebook, and they have a little calendar, and I guess Thursdays they have lunch, they have karaoke on one day, and they don't have a cook, so they don't have any dinners. Okay. So my wife and I actually stopped by there this last Saturday. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I said, well, let's just go stop, and let's take a look. Maybe they have lunch there. I don't know. I honestly don't know. And so we walked in. There was three people sitting on the left-hand side of the bar, and there was two ladies sitting on the other end. And one of the ladies gets up, and it goes back behind the bar. And I walk up, and I'm like, hi, are you guys serving lunch or anything? She's like, no, we don't have a cook and this and that and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, is there a better time to come back? And, oh, well, we're going to be doing a birthday party, tonight. We already have plans, you're more welcome to come back then. I'm like, okay. And that's where I left it. Now, my wife was the one that turned around and said, hey, yeah, he just became a member of that. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, we have a meeting on this day of the month, typically, have Thursdays, we have lunches. And one of the guys gets up and he comes over and he hands me a calendar. And I had a really good conversation with him, but at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he was already three sheets to the wind. I'm like, yeah. He held his composure quite well. I will give him that. He goes, here's the calendar and everything. So at least he got up and said that. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll look at it and we'll see. And then I left. So here's a few things. Whatever organization that you have, whether it's if it's an older services organization or if it's a newer one, even in business. So I walked in, I've become a new member, and not one of the people said, hey, congratulations, welcome to our organization. My name is so-and-so. What branch were you in? Where did you serve? Because that creates a whole conversation. Well, this is what I did, blah, blah, blah. Even when I'm out and I'm dealing with people and selling pest control and I find out they're a military, I'm like, hey, officer enlisted? And they go, enlisted or officer. What'd you do? Where were you stationed? And that conversation can be 10 or 15 minutes of just the basics. But it gets them off their guard and lets them know we're on the same playing field. But they didn't do that. So the five people that were sitting in that organization, I, first of all, don't know their name. I was never welcomed in of, hey, welcome. We would love to see you again. What questions do you have? Because yes, we don't have that, but what can we help you with? No. And they probably couldn't because what I was trying to prevent, smoking and drinking at the bar, old sea stories, because my wife was in shock because we live in Florida that they were smoking in the post. And they may be able to, they may not. To me, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm not really worried about that. But everything that I had, the fears I had, yeah, it's just like, check the block. And we got back in the truck, and I was like, yeah, check the block. So I ended up calling back the lady that is the one that recruited me. Basically, processed paperwork is what it was. And I called her up and said, hey, when's a good time to stop by? Well, anytime. Well, that's not true, because I stopped by on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and yeah, and this, I kid you not, this is what she said. Well, you need to just come by more often. Okay. She goes, the canteen is open. The bar, okay, is open all the time. Okay, but I don't really drink, and I don't smoke, and that's just not where I want to hang out and spend my time is doing any of that. She goes, yeah, you got to come so that they get to kind of see you and everything, and they'll warm up to you. What the heck? What do you mean they'll warm up to me? Wait a minute, I spent 20 years in the military, and these are my comrades or whatever, and they'll warm up to me? what kind of organization is this? Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a step back? Why don't we take, and when you walk in and you say, hey, I'd like some information, and we start that process, and you fill this out and everything, and you become a member, and you get voted in. First of all, invite me. Even the night before, say, hey, we have your application. We're voting tomorrow. Even, you know, a couple of days prior, I would like to cordially invite you to the meeting because we would like to see you. Never got that, but that would be a start. And if I can't make it because I'm working and everything else like that, great. When the membership gets processed, you send an email and say, hey, you know, I'm going to process it and everything else like that. We're going to go ahead and set you up with a mentor. We're going to set you up with a VFW buddy. We're going to send you up with somebody that can answer your questions. Or, better yet, why don't you have the president of the organization or somebody in that chain of command call the next day or that day and say, hey, this is so-and-so. I'm the president, the vice president, whatever, because I don't know the organization yet. We want to say thank you. Thank you, first of all, for your service. We appreciate that. And thank you for joining an organization that supports people from veterans of foreign wars. So thank you. I would personally like to invite you and your family to come down on this date. And we're going to be doing this. And I would like to meet you. And so you don't have to have people warm up to you, I want to personally go with you, and I want to introduce you to some of the people that are here. And that way, it's kind of a warm handshake. And they go, oh, maybe this guy isn't so bad. Yeah, this is Bob over here. And from being in an organization for 10 years, I can tell you, Bob spent time in the Navy. He did this. He was a pilot. He worked in the engineering room, whatever it was. And this guy over here, and then what's that do? I can turn around and go, oh my gosh, yeah, I served on a carrier too. Hey, I was on a cruiser. Hey, I work with the Air Force. Hey, I've been to that base. Hey, we were stationed over here. It creates conversation and creates kind of some informal bonds. So that when I go back there again, I can look over and go, hey, you're Bob, right? Oh yeah, yeah, I remember you. How's things going? But now I'm going to walk in and I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I have to sing and dance, and I have to create a show in order for them to like me. Think about the organization you have, whether it's a service organization or just a group. How do you treat the new members? You've taken all this time to get them. And it's the same thing in business. You've spent an inordinate amount of money to get that customer, with marketing and social media and advertising and just everything to get one customer. When you take and you watch some of these shows, they go, hey, what was your customer acquisition cost? Well, guess what? That cost, yeah, you need to make up that cost and a little bit more with your customers. Well, it's the same thing. You spent all this time getting the individual to come to your organization, even show up through the door, which is a hard thing to do these days. And you get them to say, hey, I'll be part of your organization. What are you going to do to keep them so that you can build? I don't know. That's something you need to think about. But you need to take and set them up with somebody to say, hey, if you got questions, call so-and-so. This is going to be your mentor. This is going to be your point of contact. This is going to be somebody that will help introduce you to the things that you need to know. Because one of the things with VFW, most people will recognize VFW. And how do you recognize VFW? Because they have a garrison cap that usually has the post number on it, and they have a bunch of pins and everything else like that. But typically when you see that, you go, hey, guess what? That is a member of the VFW. There's a mystique that goes to it. What that mystique is, I still don't know. But I know there's a mystique that goes with it. And I even ask her, I'm like, so how do I go and get one of those hats? Oh, you order it offline. I can help you do that if you'd like. Okay. That would probably be helpful because I don't know what size I need to get. I don't know what needs to be on it. I don't know anything. Why don't you invite me over at lunchtime and say, hey, I'll be here this time and this time. Why don't you come in? Why don't you invite? Have somebody come, and then you can introduce me to some people. So your organization needs to start with the new members and get them going the right way. Teach them what they need. Because when I was in the Navy and I was a career counselor, one of the big pushes that the Navy had was a mentorship program, helping people mentor junior sailors or even officers and the higher individuals, people who are higher in pay grade than them, to teach them and show them how to get to that point. But they also had people coming to a new command. What do they do? And there was a whole checklist that they came up with, because they realized that people that came to commands, they had a very good onboarding process from the time they left, or way before they left their last command, whether that was a training school or command, up until 30 days, 60 days after they got there, got in less trouble and had less problems and were more productive and promoted quicker and got more awards than the people that had a crappy onboarding process. Because one of the things they said is some kid comes out of A school, and that's the school that you learn to do your job. And then you go to a command. You've never been to a ship. You've never been to the command. You don't really know where to check in. You're scared, right? So you show up and you go, hey, I'm so-and-so, I've got a report at this time, where do I go? Well, if you have somebody that is a point of contact for them that calls them up and says, hey, listen, I want you to come here and I want you to have a good time. So do you have a family? Do you have kids? Do you have a place to stay? What do you need? And you set them up before they leave. That way they know when they get on the plane or they drive, when they get there, somebody's there to meet them. And one of the things on the ship was we said, when somebody's coming out of boot camp or somebody's coming out of A school or whatever, when they get there, guess what? They probably had a very long day. So the first thing we want them to do, I want to get them down there, put their stuff away, and then say, do you need something to eat? I'll make sure if the galley's not open, we will make sure that we have something set up for you that you can eat. Either I'll take you out in town or we'll have something set aside for you, but we'll make sure you have something to eat. The next thing we want to do, if you're a young child or a young kid or even 18, 19 is not young, but to me it is, but you have a family and mom and dad want to know you made they're safe. So if you don't have a cell phone or you don't have one, here's the ship's phone. Call your mom and dad. Call your loved one, your fiance, whoever. Call them. Let them know you made it here safely. Everything's going fine. And here's the other thing, too. In the Navy, yeah, they give you a mattress, a little rack, and then they give you sheets, pillowcase, and a blanket, and say, here you go. So the last thing I want you to do is get there. You don't know what's going on, and now you have to take and make your rack. Screw that. Let me go ahead and make the rack. So when you get there, say, listen, this is the way it's supposed to look, okay? We made it for you, but this is your rack. This is your home for the next whatever, okay? So what do you plan on doing this weekend? Well, you should have kind of known that before they got there, and you can have something. You'd be like, hey, listen, you're showing up on a Friday night. You don't have to work until Monday. I've got some things set up for you. Hey, why don't you come back to my house, and you can have dinner, and you can watch a football game, or you have something for them to do. And if they already have plans, you'd be like, oh, I got friends here, whatever. At least you know they're taken care of. Because if not, then what happens? Think about this. They stand on the ship, and they have nowhere to go. They kind of figure out when chow is, because you can smell it, and that's when people start moving around. And you kind of ask people, right? And then you sit down, and you watch TV. So who's there? It's people on duty that have to stand watches and everything. And usually on the weekend, they're trying to be as quiet as possible, right? There might be some training. There might be a drill. So now this person has no clue. They hear bells. They hear this. They're like, what do I do? I don't know where to go. So that kind of freaks them out a little bit. But then what do? They sit around and they start talking to people. And who's there? People on duty. Okay. And oh, yeah, anybody that's on restriction that's gotten in trouble. And you think they're going to have glowing reviews of the ship, the command, their division? No, not at all. And who becomes their best friend now? Or typically who becomes that voice piece for them? Yeah, the bad apple that's on restriction, that's already gotten in trouble, hates their life, doesn't like the service, doesn't like the ship, everything else like that. Is that the kind of person that you want somebody new hanging out with? Same thing with your service organization. Hook them up with somebody that's part of the organization that likes being there, that can let them know, hey, this is what you need to do, or what do you like to do? Let me help you out with that. Let me get you going the right direction. Because if I'm happy, what am I going to do? I'm going to promote the organization. And I won't spend 25 minutes on a podcast saying just how bad the process has been and that, I don't know, I hope that I didn't waste the $40 or whatever to join an organization that is just horrible. Or what do I need to do to move my membership to another club that might do more? I don't know. So that's what I'm going to look at for the next, I don't know, little while to see if things change or what I'm missing or what they plan on doing. So my thing to you is take care of those individuals that are looking at your organization. Take the time to foster that relationship, build their morale, let them know what the club and organization is for and what you do and how they can help, and start delving into what they want to do, because there may be a whole new branch of service that they can provide that you can't because nobody else has that skill set. And you'd be like, really? You can do that? Well, we've always thought about doing this. Or maybe you can help us grow our organization in that particular sector. Use people's strengths. But if you don't talk to people and you don't make them feel welcome, you'll never find that out. So take care of the individuals that are coming. And I'm hoping that this VFW post is just kind of a fluke. I hope that it is not something that I'm going to regret, or it might be one of those things where I got to step in and say, hey, let me help you revise and revamp your process so that you can get more service members in here to help your organization, and then you can keep them. So that's my little word of wisdom for your service organization, but also to take care of the people that you have that have become members or want to become members, that they see that the organization is going to take care of those people that are joining, that are trying to do something. So be safe and enjoy what you have, your friends and your family. And if you're in a service organization, just thinking about the new people that are there, or even people that have been there, and have they been welcomed? Have you welcomed them?